بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Inspiration and tawfiq, protection, everything comes from Almighty Allah, and Allah gives it to whoever He wishes. For some people there's a bigger share, for some people there's a smaller. Every individual, boy or girl, man, woman, young or old, we have to look towards Almighty Allah and to beg that when His nazar of kindness has to fall, then in the world we are only one number. But Almighty Allah's nazar can fall on that one number in a manner. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, وَاسْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had to build a ship. That ship had to survive in the worst of floods that the world would ever see. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, build it under our eye. وَاسْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. As that ship went into the waters, they never needed the best captain in the water. It was going to defy all laws, all principles. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was perhaps not the best carpenter in the world. Perhaps this was his first project that he ever tried. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala's one eye was on the ship. The ship was not going to sink. Many a mother, many a person, many fathers, many students, many ustads, many ulama, look at the environment around and how fast the world is going. Wallah, we are in a flood at the moment. And this flood is rising by the day. That individual who says, I'll survive, like the son of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, he said to his father, that I will take my refuge in the high mountains. Sa'awi ila jabal ya'asimuni min al-ma. I will go to the high mountain. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam said, La asim al-yawm min amrillah illa man rahim. That no one is going to survive except who Allah has kindness on. No one is going to. The world is at the moment seeing a flood. The nature of this flood of vice, immorality has never been imagined before. Forget. Never imagined before. A few years ago, if someone had to say to me and you, a time will come that everyone's child will have a gadget in his hand which allows him open access to every club, to every picture, to every movie, to every scene, to things that even a married couple will never ever think of doing, looking at. But that small 6-year-old, 5-year-old, 4-year-old is already seeing it. Perhaps 10 years ago we would have said it can never reach so far. We have entered the time where it is gone beyond that. It is now not only looking, the time has come where you feel. The gadgets have been created where now the person can actually have a feeling, a physical effect of what is happening on the other side. The child can be at home, but what's happening at that time when he's alone? After 5 or 6 days, if the child has to be taken to a doctor, and the parents say, I think my child got a jinn. But when they're examining the child, they find out for the last 6 days, the child never slept. The tiredness never came over that mind. It brought it into such a level of ecstasy, but it was not a drug. Technology has now reached that level where it can take a person out of this world. And in 5 or 6 days, it can ruin him for life without any drug. It is just one gadget in the hand, one gadget on the head. As this flood waters rise, it is me and you searching for the nazar, the glance of Almighty Allah. وَاسْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. that my house and your house must become the ship. When Allah's nazar falls on an individual, then whatever is against the nature of man, whatever is against the principles, whatever is the places where you will say, this is where the person will definitely fall and falter. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has shown, shows and will continue showing that that individual, girl or boy, man, woman, old or young, despite the severity of the flood, that individual continues moving as though there's no flood. He does not have the best teacher above him perhaps. He does not have the best family structure around him perhaps. We have met with students. I went to one area and the desire came in me that this area is so barren. If Allah can create one person in this place to bring deen alive. So I'm sitting with one boy and I'm shocked at this boy's nature and what jazba he got for deen. So he says to me, explain to my parents that they must make me waqf for deen, waqf. So on the dastarkhan I'm speaking and the father then said, but tell my child that he has to be ready to do some work in the world. Otherwise, how will he earn? And then around the father is all the uncles and all of them are giving support to the same thing. That if he wants to study deen, no problem. But what's this waqf? And I'm looking at this boy and I'm saying, where Allah gave him this jazba? Thereafter we got up from the dastarkhan. When we left, someone is saying to me that don't blame these parents and these uncles. Because although you are looking at them and they're looking so good at the moment, but it was just perhaps a few years ago that all of them were addicted to alcohol. Their lives only changed recently, he said. Now I'm looking again at this family and I'm seeing so many uncles addicted to alcohol. They only came out recently. So who made this boy then? He never have his father, he never have his uncles. What brought a thought in his mind when he was young, I want to be waqf for Islam? Whereas his uncle and father only left the bottle about 2 years ago. One nazar of Almighty Allah falls, and against all principles, that individual just carries on moving. I will give you an example of one such personality in the history of Islam. Allah's special nazar fell on her. And indeed she became the beauty of the woman of the world. Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu anha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cousin, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wife, the mother of the believers. Her name was Barrah. Barrah means piety. But when she entered into the nikah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for whatever reason he changed her name to Zainab. Some scholars have mentioned Zainab will come from Zainu Abin, like the beauty of the father. Whatever was the reason, this cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was indeed extremely beautiful. And because she was the granddaughter of Abdul Muttalib, so in describing her, they would describe her as Karimatul Unsur, Sharifatul Nasab, Tayyibatul Jurthuma, Hasna, Jamila, Wadi'a, Hafidatu Abdul Muttalib. Every sentence here means unique, unique, unique. Her origin was most noble. Her lineage was most high. Her nature was most pure. She was indeed most beautiful. Sparkling in beauty, she was the granddaughter of Abdul Muttalib. Her mother was Umayma, the aunt of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that high level of her beauty, and in that high level of her family rank, it is the nature of a girl who is blessed with all, with beauty, with intelligence, with nobility. A certain amount of feeling has to sometimes come in a girl, even before she gets married, that I wonder who I will marry. Because according to me and my class, I must be able to get a boy who is so good on my high level. In the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a young lad whose name was Zayd. Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anha was an Arab, from the mother's side and the father's side. The only thing that happened in his life was when his mother went to a certain tribe while he was young, perhaps 8 years old. A nearby neighboring enemy made an attack on that village. The mother happened to be in there with her child. The mother was attacked severely, but she survived. And Zayd was taken as a captive. He was brought and sold in the market. The cousin of Khadija radiallahu anha purchases Zayd. He's a young boy, perhaps now he's 9 years old. He gives it as a gift to Khadija radiallahu anha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees it. At that time, Nubuwa has not yet come. He likes Zayd. So he asks Khadija radiallahu anha that he will be my khadim, obviously. But if you can hand him over to me as a gift, so that he becomes my slave. Because then he is entitled to free him whenever he wishes. Whatever relationship Hazrat Zayd had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that few years, me and you will never be able to imagine this. However, the books of history can show so much that the time came where the father and the uncle got the news that their son is in Makkah Mukarrama in the house of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is before Nubuwa. So when they come, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, I agree that he is your son, but I will not push him away from me. Rather, I will say to him, he must choose. Does he want to spend his life now with you, or does he want to remain with me? When Zayd is brought, this was the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even before Nubuwa. No mind can ever imagine what was his character. That with a boy next to him who is regarded as his worker, his slave. Allah forgive all of us. We know that our own workers, if someone has to ever ask our worker, what is your nature with your master, with your boss? We will never be able to get an answer like this. He says, إِنِّي قَدْ رَأَيْتُ مِنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلِ شَيْئًا. I have seen such things in this man. وَمَا أَنَا بِالَّذِي أُفَارِقُهُ أَبَدًا. Because of which I will never manage to separate from this man. His father says, O my son, أَتَخْتَارُ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ عَلَىٰ أَبِيكَ وَأُمِّكَ وَبَلَدِكَ وَقَوْمِكَ. Are you choosing to remain a slave instead of coming to your mother, father, your city, your qawm? Finally, the father and the uncle have to leave because Zayd remains stubborn. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so happy with Zayd. He takes him in front of the Arabs. He sets him free. فَأَشْهَدَهُمْ أَنَّ زَيْدًا إِبْنُهُ وَارِثًا وَمَوْرُوثًا. And now he makes an announcement that this is no longer my slave. This will be my inheritor. I have made him my son. So from that time, his name now becomes Zayd, the son of Muhammad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's da'wah status, Zayd radiallahu anhu is amongst the first, from the beginning, four people to accept Islam. Now when the time comes for marriage, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eye falls on his cousin for Zayd. Zayd was an Arab from both sides, but he was not from the Banu Hashim. He was not from the Quraysh. He was not the grandchild of Abdul Muttalib. And because he had a taint on his name, that slavery had come upon him after which he had been set free and he is now called a Mawla. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls the brother of Zainab radiallahu anha, Abdullah, and he mentions to him, that my desire is your sister must get married. Abdullah becomes so happy, thinking that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ready to marry his cousin. But then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says no to Zayd. I want you to imagine this, where a girl is waiting, understanding her high level, and now a boy is put in front of her who cannot match her in any manner. Except that he is the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he has a taint of ubudiyat, he was a slave. كَيْفَ يَتِمُّ ذَلِكَ بَيْنَ شَرِيفَةٍ عَقِيلَةٍ نَسِيبَةٍ وَمَمْلُوكٍ مِثْلُ زَيْدٍ. They write that how can it happen? On one side you got such a noble girl, so intelligent, what a high lineage. And on the other side you got a slave boy. So the brother Abdullah says, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my sister will not be ready with this. And then verses of Quran come, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنًا. There were times when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a mashwara. Sahaba radiallahu anhum understood it's a mashwara. They would even ask, is it a ruling from Allah or is it a mashwara? If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is mashwara, then the sahabi, sahabiya was given the choice to say, I accept or I don't. In this case, however, it was ruling. As soon as this verse came, may Allah Tabarakallah let this verse become part and parcel of me and you as it was parcel of this girl. When this verse was revealed, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنًا, it is not right for a believing man or a believing woman, إِذَا قَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا, that when Allah and His Messenger have passed a verdict, أَيَّكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ, that now they must still have some choice in the matter. It was one verse that was revealed. It was not a Zayd that was Zainab who was now going to start crying. One day, 2 days, that why did this have to happen to me? There and there she says, Amri biyadik ya Rasulullah. My hand, meaning my life is in your hand, O Nabi of Allah. When it is a decision from Allah, then my beauty no longer matters. My desires don't longer matter. What a step she took, which is not an easy step. Normally after such a step, you're supposed to now see the result. You chose Allah and the Rasul of Allah. The doors of paradise must now open. But her exam was only starting. This was the beginning test. What a test it was to say, my hand is in your hand. My life is in your hand. And when she entered into this marriage, then for whatever reason, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala made it, the two hearts could not unite. It was the decision of Almighty Allah that this marriage was not going to last. Yet Allah Tabarak Ta'ala wanted the marriage to start. It was going to create so much of lessons for the Arab world and for the rest of the Ummah. For the Arab world, it was going to create a teaching that she was going to be known as the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, daughter-in-law. And Allah Tabarakallah was going to explain through her to the Arab world, which was culture and custom, which is the hardest to break, that your son is a son and his wife is your real daughter-in-law. As for this girl, she is the wife of your freed slave, your adopted son. An adopted son's wife is not your daughter-in-law. So if he ever has to divorce her, he can, the father who had adopted that boy can marry. It was a custom amongst the Arabs, for which reason people started talking later on. When Allah Tabarakallah's command came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that after her iddat was finished, he had to marry her. People began talking that is he marrying his daughter-in-law? That custom Allah was going to break. A lesson that was going to be given to me and you, however, was, sometimes in life we will wonder why. That I did everything from my side, I never make that mistake. Sometimes the girl will say, I remain so pure. My other friends, they got involved. They used to chat. They used to show themselves. They found such a nice boy. I remained pure. I remained obedient. I kept away. Where I'm supposed to see the doors of Jannah opening already, it never opened. Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha's life was used by Almighty Allah to give a message to the world. That sometimes the exam after the first step hasn't ended, it's only starting. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala at times likes to take further exams. Her exam was going to be taken and it was a very hard exam. Scholars write, It was hard for Zayd radiallahu anh, because he knew Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted this marriage to work. So he had no alternative. Whenever there was a problem in the marriage, he would be going to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and saying, "Oh Nabi of Allah, it is difficult." And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will continue telling him, make sabr, continue. يَنْصَحُهُ بِمَزِيدٍ مِّنَ الصَّبْرِ وَالتَّقْوَى وَالْإِحْتِمَالِ. But time comes where Zayd radiallahu anh cannot control himself any longer. It was just Allah did not make the two hearts unite. Sometimes friends ask a question that we made istikhara. And we had a good dream. And we made mashwara. What did we do wrong? But when Allah Tabarakala sometimes does not want it to happen, sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes the purpose of it was a child had to come out. That was all. The marriage was going to break, but one child had to come. Others will say the poor child. The child has to grow up now without a mother, without a father. Perhaps history will one day show that had that child had a mother and a father, perhaps the child would not have managed to do what the child managed to do later on in life. We don't know the future. One level higher than what is known as ikhlas, sincerity, is radha bil qada. To be happy with the final decision of Almighty Allah, even if it's hard. It was hard on Zayd radiallahu anh. It was harder on Zainab radiallahu anha. He cannot control at the ending and he divorces her. And how she has to cry, how she cries. She had given her youth. She was so beautiful. She had given herself over on the command of Allah and it never worked. On her iddat ending, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was before the laws of hijab were revealed. He says to Zayd radiallahu anh, now go to Zainab and explain to her that Almighty Allah is getting me married to her. Zayd radiallahu anh goes and he knocks at the door. She asks, who's there? He said, Zayd. She says, what need does Zayd have with me? وَقَدْ طَلَّقَنِي. He has divorced me. Now why he has come? He says, I have a message from the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says, مَرْحَبًا بِرَسُولِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. That welcome to the messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But she starts crying. Because she has given herself. And now her marriage broke. He says, لا أبك الله لك عينا. May Allah not let you cry. He says, قد كنت نعمة المرأة. Indeed you are the best of women. إن كنت لتبرين قسمي. Whenever I would say, by Allah this must happen, you would make sure you would fulfill that qasam of mine. وتطيعين أمر الله. Every command of Allah you obeyed. وتشبعين مسرتي. You went out of your way to make me happy. فَقَدْ أَبْدَلَكِ اللَّهِ خَيْرًا مِنِّي. He says, as a reward for the sabr that you made, Allah has now given you someone better than me. In surprise, she asks that who can there ever be better than you? And when he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَخَرَّتْ سَاجِدَةً لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. She falls on the ground in sajda. Her exam on that day ended and it ended with what a sajda. Everyone will have some exam in this world. Not one minute, however, did she ask Allah that why did this happen to me? Did I not hand myself over to your command? Why must my marriage break? After entering in the marriage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like how you will have now when there are many wives, and definitely amongst wives you have something called jealousy. And jealousy and competition normally will be with those two who are regarded as the highest. Aisha radiallahu anha had a position in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which no other wife was able to compete. But Aisha radiallahu anha herself mentions, لم تكن واحدة من نساء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تناصبني غير زينب. There was not any woman who could compete with me except Zainab radiallahu anha. She had certain qualities which no other wife had. One of those qualities was, she could always say to them, that every one of you, the nikah that took place, your guardian brought you to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am that one unique girl, that Allah tabarak ta'ala was my guardian. He got me married in the heavens while everyone else's nikah took place on earth. For everyone else, someone had to give a proposal and an acceptance. For me, it was a command of Almighty Allah, a nikah made in the heavens. She was the granddaughter of Abdul Muttalib. She had certain qualities which no other wife had. When you have this competition, then a natural nature of a slight amount of I want to be the better comes. She was going to be tested by Almighty Allah again. And what a lesson she was going to leave again for every one of us. May Allah tabarak ta'ala allow her first lesson of Radha bil Qadha. How happy she always remained on the decision of Allah, even if it made her cry. The second lesson that she leaves was how she would protect herself. There was an incident in the time of Aisha radiallahu anha, where she got left behind on a journey. Without realizing, they lifted up the carriage in which she supposed to have been sitting in. It was placed on the camel's back and the journey continued. Aisha radiallahu anha, they realized that she is missing when they had gone quite far. But she was found in that same day by another sahabi radiallahu anha, whose job was to come about a half day behind. He sees Aisha radiallahu anha, the laws of hijab covering the face have already been now revealed. He himself says, when I came there, I read, Inna lillah. Aisha radiallahu anha says, he recognized me because he had seen me before the laws of hijab. She hears the Inna lillah, she covers immediately with complete ihtiyat, taking so much of caution. He has the animal brought to the mother of the believers. He has it to come down. Aisha radiallahu anha gets up while he is looking the other way. Then he comes back to the animal. He lifts up. She says, on the entire journey, he does not ever speak to me. If the need came for stinja, if the need came for salah, he would make the animal sit. He would go in the distance. Aisha radiallahu anha would get off. She would complete her needs. She would come back to the animal. He would make the animal then stand. The journey would continue. But as soon as they reached Medina Munawwara, they were going to be hypocrites. And the manner hypocrites sometimes say stories, and it goes from so many quarters, that people who are not also hypocrites, their tongue also gets caught up. They also sometimes forward that message. May we learn from this incident. It is a nature that we have in our house. May Allah make it with all of you. If someone sends a message to us, perhaps we read the message. I do not allow anyone in my family to forward messages. It is a nature we have taken to no forwarding. There's enough people in the world who forward. We do not forward messages, even if it comes from three sources. How many times I saw the message came and 1 hour later someone writes, sorry, fake. That sorry fake sometimes comes. What about the time it doesn't come? That nature about just being so fast, anything interesting and pressed to all my contacts. A lot of thought must be given to what I am sending. When the munafiq hypocrite started speaking, what a word it was they used against Aisha radiallahu anha. The greatest accusation that history could ever see against the purest of individuals. But it became on the tongue of people. Amongst those that put it on their tongue, and whatever then she said, was the sister of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha. Now remember, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha's sister would be taking her sister's side. She understood this competition. And it gave her a little bit of happiness on this occasion that, see, I knew my sister was the better of the two wives. Although what Aisha radiallahu anha did, that she was not loudly saying, but just, she gave a little bit of that indication, see. As for Zainab radiallahu anha, her sister could not control her tongue. And her sister might have perhaps even tried to make her say something. فَقَدْ تَصَوَّنَتْ وَتَأَنَّفَتْ وَتَرَفَّعَتْ عَنْ But how she protected herself. How she stayed so far from it. وَنَزَّهَتْ نَفْسَهَا عَنِ التَّوَرُّتِ فِي She said, I will never fall in such a thing. وَكَانَتْ مُحْتَاطَةً لِدِينِهَا كُلَّ الْإِحْتِيَاطِ How cautious she was about her deen. She said, this is my Jannah, this, or my Jahannam. فَحَفِظَ اللَّهُ وَصَانَهَا She worried about her deen so much, Allah protected her. It was this nazar of Allah that if it falls, we will not make that mistake in saying that which is not supposed to be said. Aisha radiallahu anha herself would praise Zainab radiallahu anha. She says, number one, she says, I was by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَمْ تَكُنْ إِمْرَأَةٌ مِّن نِسَائِهِ تُنَاصِبُنِي فِي الْمَنْزِلَةِ عِنْدَ غَيْرَهَا Besides her, no one could compete with me. فَأَمَّا زَيْنَبْ He says, yes for her, فَعَسَّمَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِدِينِهَا Allah protected her. فَلَمْ تَقُلْ إِلَّا خَيْرًا She would not say anything except good. She says, yes, her poor sister. She also spread some of this information. And she only did it because she was fighting with me because of her sister. But for the sister Zainab radiallahu anha, Aisha radiallahu anha would say, وَلَمْ أَرَ إِمْرَأَةً قَدْتُ خَيْرًا فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ زَيْنَبْ I had never seen a woman more unique in her deen than Zainab. وَأَتْقَى لِلَّهِ More fearing of Allah. وَأَصْدَقَ حَدِيثًا Most truthful. أَوْصَلَ لِلرَّحِيمِ One who worried about keeping family ties. وَأَعْظَمَ صَدَقًا One who would give so much of charity. وَأَشَدَّ إِبْتِذَالًا لِنَفْسِهَا فِي الْعَمَلِ الَّذِي يَتَصَدَّقُ بِهِ وَيَتَقَرَّبُ بِهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ She said, I had never seen a woman who would involve herself in so much of work. Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha had a hobby. Her hobby was to take the skin of the animal, tan it. After tanning it, she would sew, weave. She would make clothing out of that skin. She would make some cloth, whatever she could make. And as soon as it was ready, she would search for someone who she could give that item to. Or she would have that item sold, just so that the money that would come from it could all be given out in sadaqah. At the present time in the world, there is this move of many modern women, I also want to work. But when it is asked, what do you want to do with the money that you get? Well, you find a woman like this here who says, I only want to earn so that whatever enters my hand goes out immediately for Allah. Their nature was something else. They did not have the smartest of houses where women around them did have. They accepted we are the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They had made a promise to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in that level that he had left. She had a nature, she loved to do some work. A hobby was that she had to do something at home. If she wanted with her work that she did, she could have earned a lot. But for her it was only, لَقَدْ كَانَتْ زَيْنَبُ صَوَّامَةً قَوَّامًا During the day they would find keeping roza. During the night they would find her standing in salah. صَنَّاعًا تَتَصَدَّقُ بِذَٰلِكَ كُلْ عَلَى الْمَسَاكِينَ And she was a girl, a woman who loved to manufacture, to make, to do something with her hand. And whatever she did, she said, this is all sadaqah for the masakeen. حِسْبَةً لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ Searching for the pleasure of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a title to her, but he did not directly say it. Before passing away, he said to his wives, أَسْرَعُكُنَّ لُحُوقًا بِي أَطْوَلُكُنَّ يَدًا The one that will meet me the fastest from all of you is the one whose hand is the longest. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after passing away, Some of the wives even checked to see who got the longest hands. He says, but when Zainab radiallahu anha passed away first, then they understood that the meaning of a long hand meant that a hand which is always ready to stretch out to somebody else. She was mafza'an lil aramili wal yatama. The orphans would need somewhere to run. They would run to Zainab. She always had something in her house for the orphan. If the widow needed to run somewhere, if the woman who had lost her husband recently, if the woman who was never married, if anyone needed anything, Zainab radiallahu anha was known as mafza'an. Always money coming in her house from the work that she's doing, and always money leaving the house, because whatever she did, she only did it hisbatan liwajhillah, to search for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Indeed, she left unique lessons for the people of the world. Lesson number one is, where the nazar of Almighty Allah falls, that individual, if they have to make decisions which is regarding their own life, which is so hard, so difficult, but on one command of Almighty Allah, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنًا. If you are a believer, then a believer can have no choice in the matter. When Allah and His Nabi have made a decision, how fast she was to say, أَمْرِي بِيَدِكْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. My life is in your hand, O Nabi of Allah. Do as you wish. When the result of that decision did not come out well, she did not question Almighty Allah. What was her level of رَضَى بِالْقَضَى? When the news of the end of the exam came, where it found her, خَرَّتْ سَاجِدَةً لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. How she fell making sajda to Almighty Allah. What was her relationship? When the time came of Aisha radiallahu anha, how muhtaq, how cautious she was on her deen. She would not let any word come on her tongue, even at a time when normally a word will come. Such competition was taking place that even Aisha radiallahu anha would praise, وَلَمْ تَقُلْ إِلَّا خَيْرًا. It was only good words that she had. And the final, that sometimes a girl has a desire, I want to do something from home. The home industry is a flourishing industry. But hardly ever a person ever gets this, I want to do something from home, so that whatever I earn, I can give it sadaqatan hisbatan lillahi ta'ala, to have the longest hand in front of Almighty Allah. May Allah tabarak ta'ala inspire every one of us. The special nazar, special attention of Almighty Allah fall. In the days of floods, there will definitely be the ship of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam that will survive. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make every one of us those ships. May Allah tabarak ta'ala allow us to be such a ship that we ourselves survive, and we are able to protect so many other people around us. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make our homes those ships. May Allah make our families those ships. May Allah make our hearts those ships, that during these floods, our hearts must not fail and must not drown in these floods. Wa akhiru da'wana أن الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليه سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.